Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mayan Calendar Cast. I'm Andy Mack.
And this is Jag Daddy.
Today is December 26, 2005. This is episode number 14.
13 Lamat.
In the Mayan calendar.
In the Dzogchen. The Dzogchen day 13 Lamat. That is day number... I know what day number it is. Day number 208 in this Dzogchen round.
And the remaining keen, K-I-N, or remaining days in the 5,125-year great cycle. How many days are left?
Till the days remaining between now and October 28, 2011 are 2,132.
Keen. Yeah.
And
today is 13 Lamat, or 13 star in English. And we're going to be talking about that today. But this is the 26th in the Gregorian calendar, 13 Lamat. It's the end of a tricena. It's also in certainly in the U.S., but many people are celebrating holiday season right now. Christmas on the 25th, and for the first time in 46 years, Hanukkah fell on Christmas. Same day.
How about that?
Yeah. Now, here's an interesting thing, too, is that Hanukkah is being celebrated right now in China. It's the first time ever.
How about that?
That has happened.
That's quite a eye popper, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
In China?
In China. You've probably been seeing that on the news. That's a very interesting...
Yarmulkes in China, do they wear yarmulkes during Hanukkah?
Yes, they do. Definitely.
Yarmulkes in China.
And the Hasidic Jews wear the hats, the bowler hats. They're not really bowlers, though, are they? They're called something. And I don't know what that is.
I like the hats.
I do. I like the hats, too. I thought about,
cool.
Going that direction just for the hat. Except that they don't let the women wear the hat. See, you could wear the hat, but I wouldn't get the hat.
Who gets to wear the pants?
The women.
Guys get to wear the hat, women get to wear the pants.
So, anyway, I have written an article for the Air Radio Podcast News and Updates blog, which you can see right on the website. Go check out the blog, because there are a lot of articles that tie things together in between the podcasts. And you can subscribe to it, get it right through your news aggregator, same as the podcasts. So
your news alligator?
Yeah, your news alligator. Boy, is that easier to say. It's good to have you at the mic again, Jag Daddy.
We got to start a news alligator.
We do?
Well, sure, why not?
Oh. I don't know. I take it back. Anyway, here we are on the 26th, and thought we would do this kind of holiday podcast for Mayan Calendar Cast and talk a little bit about how the calendar functions in terms of the tricena. And we and all. So, let's give you this information. What, Jack, is a we and all? Tell everyone.
A we and all is the time period of 1 month.
Okay.
In the Dzogchen round.
All right, so, and how...
It consists of 20 days.
20 days. So it's a 20-day month.
20-day month.
Now, it's we and all, which is spelled U-I-N-A-L, and pronounced... We and all. So, that's the 20-day month. Now, let's talk about that a little more. Is 20 days why?
Do,
he's
do,
looking at...
I don't know, it just is. It's
oh, come on,
days.
It's because there's 20 glyphs.
Oh, they decided to have a 20-day month, and they made 20-day 20 glyphs to represent each of the days. Or maybe they discovered there were 20 glyphs and made a month out of it.
Maybe that, too.
Who knows?
Anyway, so we and all is 20 days.
If you know, then let us know. I know it's 20 days.
Yes, it's 20
days. Well, it has to do with the the frequency of creation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's there right. are this whole process of the time science of the Maya operates on a, works on a 13-20 ratio.
Correct. Right, exactly.
So the Tresina is 13, 1 through 13, consists of 13 tones
mm-hmm.
or energies, and they work in conjunction with the 20 days or keen or day lords of the Mayan month, the we and all.
Right.
The 13 and the 20 work together, just folding, rolling through and in and out of each other.
Right, a constant cycle.
Constantly
that's
cycling. Yeah.
So now the tones, the 13 tones, those are intense. And
those are what?
Intense.
Intense?
Intense. I-N-T-E-N-T. An intent.
The intentions.
Right, right. There you go. Thank you.
Intentions.
The intention of the day is what the tone gives us. There's 13 tones of creation. The 13 tones in the Mayan calendar are symbolic depiction of the energies that were used to create our world. So this is some very cool stuff, and if you...
That were used?
That were used, well, are and were.
Yeah.
From the beginning and still are.
I see, they were used to create our world.
Right. So
here... they still thread through...
Yes, every day. And those intentions create a frequency for the day.
Each one is a frequency.
Correct, yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I keep saying correct like I'm telling you correct, but I'm not really doing that. You understand that?
Sure.
Okay. Now, in the Mayan numbering system, a dot stands for one and a bar stands for five. And soon, on the website, you'll be seeing examples of that. And of course, if you have already ordered My True Mayan Birth Date, then you have seen that, how the numbering system looks. It's really quite simple. Now, the Mayan number tones have been coded with the creative energies that they represent. This means that if you look at any of the Mayan numbers from 1 through 13, you may be able to feel that particular creative energy, actually experiencing it in your body.
Yeah, like throughout your day.
And how have you experienced that, Jack? Because I know both of us have had some pretty profound experiences through.
Well, today is 13 day.
That's right.
Galactic tone. These are also called galactic tones.
Yes.
They are the energies, we call them the intention of creation or the intent of creation, which mm-hmm. is still moving and yeah. flowing. And today was a 13 energy or tone
That's
day.
Right.
And the 13 tone for me is... well, it's like...
It's pretty significant
it's called,
for you.
It's called ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Ascension is a one way of describing the 13 tone, that energy. I tend to get a lot of, like, insight.
Well, you were born on a 13
day. I was.
You're a 13-ish, or a 13 ocelotl well, in Aztec. So, means jaguar. Oh, hence the name.
That's where that comes
Is
from.
Is that where that comes from?
Ah, I just got it.
Okay, so 13 jag. So this is a, you're on a tone. Today is not 13 jaguar or ocelot. Today is 13 lamat. But still, that tone for you is very specific. You really hook in on a day like today?
Well, today, I can talk about today. Sometimes 13s seem to... and get beat up on a 13. kind of, you know, like beat up. I mean,
it's a tough day.
Experience things that can just really, yeah, be more difficult. But today was quite a bright.
You had a major day today. It was
today
an epiphany
was very,
day.
Like, an illuminating kind of a day.
Yeah. So let's talk about, for a second, then star energy, what the Lamat is all about. In fact, I'm going to pull up, if you give me 2 seconds here, I'll open up.
Yeah, I saw a lot of relationships today between things and myself in my world, the world I live in, exist in, create in.
Yeah, you did. You just put a lot of things together, parallels, a lot of two and twos. And, and if you think about the glyph, Lamut, how it looks, it has four dots in each quadrant. So it has one dot, or two dots, three dots, four dots in each quadrant.
One dot in each of four quadrants.
Right, with a star in the center.
That form the shape of a star.
Yeah.
Where they intersect, conjunct.
Right, and so you can definitely see that idea, concept of relationships.
Yeah, it looks like four cells getting ready to, like, divide.
Yeah, yeah.
Or cells dividing into four.
Exactly. It's a very cool-looking glyph. It's very pretty. The key meaning for Lamut, opposition, risk, and daring, intense energy. Now, how it depends on where you're at and how that would be perceived or experienced in your own world. And today I would say, just based on our conversations, there's been some intense energy, but it's been very beneficial.
Yeah, it's been a real fun day.
It has. So, okay, so today is 13 Lamut, which means it's the end of the 1 through 13 tones, right?
Yep.
So then the tones start over tomorrow.
Number one.
But the glyphs continue to go through 20.
Yeah.
Because Lamut is not the final glyph.
No, it isn't.
So the next
it's
glyph.
It's number eight, I believe.
Yeah, it's the eighth. Is it the eighth glyph?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the eighth.
So then tomorrow would be tone one with day nine, right?
Of
the glyphs. So we would have, what do you have there? You got some notes?
Yeah, tomorrow is one Maluk.
Okay, so on one Maluk, this begins a new Trasina.
Trasina.
And the 1 through 13 is called a Trasina.
Right, we continue through. We're in, like in the middle of a Weenal, in the middle of a month.
Yeah.
But so in the middle of the month, this Trasina, or the Trasina begins over again at number one.
Right, so you have this overlapping going as the Weenal is moving along. You may have part of a Trasina and then part of the next Trasina in a single Weenal. That's one of the concepts of, you can see how this counting of time is different from the Gregorian calendar in that it's more like a spiral, really.
Yeah, it's a weaving of,
right, as opposed to linear
energies that kind of wrap around each other and spiral fashion, like almost like serpents, you know, oscillating.
This sounds very
in and around each other, and yeah. So it covers all different kinds of of goings on.
Yes, yes. So we're spiraling, you know.
Yeah,
we're spiraling up.
So it's beneficial to lend your awareness to this process, and it's continually moving, and it's really always different.
Mm-hmm.
And as you spiral with it, your awareness moves with it, and experience becomes, it just changes progressively, constantly, and
yeah, and I think one of the things, well, at least for me, is the relationships between things become more well-defined between many different things, things that you might not even think to put together.
Hmm.
Those relationships begin to become a little more crystallized, a little more well-defined. For example, I was typically a person who did not care to watch the evening news. I didn't spend time doing that. I usually got most of my news through friends, a lot of times on the internet, but to actually sit and watch the news was just not something I did. But since beginning to tune to the Mayan calendar through the simple process of knowing what day it is in the Mayan calendar, now as I watch the news, rather than looking at it and just, you know, thinking, man, look what's happening, or feeling that sometimes the news is, you know, pretty depressing thing to look at for a lot of people.
It can be, depending on your perspective.
But now the perspective is so different because I'm getting to see the relationships between what's happening and what the intention of creation is for this point in time, and to see the relationships. So I thought we'd go ahead and tell them what the next 2 or 3 days are, and then we'll talk about some of those relationships.
Okay. Monday will be one maluk, one water or offering.
That'll be Tuesday, December 27th.
Tuesday, that's right. I'm sorry. Today's Monday, right?
Uh-huh.
The following day is two auk or two dog.
That would be Wednesday, December 28th.
Then three shwen or monkey.
Would be Thursday, December 29th. So there you go. One more time, right straight through.
Through the 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
One maluk, two auk, three shwen.
Okay. So one maluk starts a new trisina. And here's another thing to put in your hat to think about. The first day of a trisina, the energy of that glyph, the energy of the Lord that rules the archetypal energy that rules that glyph, is tucked all the way through the full 13-day period. And Maluk, which starts our new trisina tomorrow, in English, it's water. In Maya, it's Muluk. In Aztec, it's Atl. The direction is east, and the key meaning is the power of the emotions. Powerful imagination, some psychicness or some sense of that
knowingness.
Yeah. So it should be interesting. Let's just watch that, and let's play with that idea, and let's see how it kind of comes up in your week. And we're going to take a really short, like, teeny-weeny little break here and remind you to do something that's really, really beneficial to you, to us, and to people who haven't heard this yet. And it's this.
Hi, Mary. I hear that you can vote for your favorite podcast at some directory on the web. Can you tell me how to get there?
Aye, Ronnie. You head for podcastalley.com. You vote right there for your favorite podcast.
Well, how did you vote?
Well, for the Mayan calendar cast, of course. You mean you haven't voted yet?
Not yet.
Aye, Ronnie. Well, if we don't get in the top 10, it can't stay on the air. No excuses. Don't call me again until you've voted. Go. Now.
Aye, Mary.
Voting for Mayan Calendar Cast once a month can save your love life. It can keep this podcast on the air, and it will get into the ears of more people. Help us make it number one. Go to AirstreamRadio.com and vote right from the front page.
Groovy.
All right. So don't forget to vote. Head over and do that. You still have a little time before the end of the month. Never know what could happen. Could be exciting.
Could be.
Could be.
Could be very, very exciting.
Yes. All right. Now, we do want to let you know really quick that this month has been a banner month for Airstream Indie Radio. 64 countries tuning in. That means we have at least 64 listeners. I'd like to thank every one of you.
That really stokes us up.
It does.
That's so cool.
Greece, Israel, China, Japan, Australia. Just wonderful, wonderful to have.
Yeah, welcome,
Norway,
welcome,
Sweden.
Welcome, y'all.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. So glad you're listening in. And so I want to let you know to vote. And don't think someone else is going to do it, because if everybody thinks that, nothing happens.
Yeah.
So, all right, so
It'd
we're going
to... It'd be nice to have some spontaneous combustion here, and, you know, like, everybody votes at once.
You know what I'd do?
Yeah, seeing that on the stats, like, wow.
Oh, and that's what you'd get back, right back from us. Some nice applause. Thank you, thank
standing
you,
standing ovation.
That's right. We'd be standing on the couch right here in the Airstream
and ovating
podcast station. That's right. We'd be ovating
together.
I don't know. That sounds like more information than
well,
they
it's
needed.
A Lamont day, which is
that's
also
true.
About fertility and abundance,
right.
Multiplication of things.
Oh, and we got to tell them this to Ock, which is day after tomorrow. Ock days. Where
it's dog, stands for old dog.
In English. And typically, this is a good day.
Yeah, it's a good day.
For, sex. It's a good day for that.
Doggy style.
So you might find... We're just making fun here. Where did that come from?
It's a dog sex day.
That's right. Well, it's there are things that were considered typically more, the intent was more favorable toward, like they'd plant on certain days, or they would actually have war. They wouldn't go into battle on certain days.
They'd stop the war to
literally
the because of what day it was.
Yeah, they would, and they'd wait.
It's not a good day to fight, so it might be a good day to eat turkey, so they'd stay home. Everyone would just stay home and
that's
eat
right.
turkey. And it wasn't like somebody stood up and said, hey, you know, no war, no battle today. It's turkey day. They would just, everyone would just all, you know that and just stay home
that's
and
right.
eat
they
turkey.
Wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
they
no
wouldn't
one
do
would
it.
Show up for the battle.
And it would be planned.
Yeah,
based
those,
on...
you know, you take care of that tomorrow, which was a good day.
It'll be a better day
better
for that.
Day, yeah.
Right. So some of that stuff, we'll be talking more about these things. Which
yeah,
are just
not like
point.
It was Christmas or Thanksgiving or anything like that, because they didn't have those holidays that we observe, but it was
right.
just, it was their day for turkey, and that
exactly.
was a good enough reason to stay home and have turkey.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Works for me.
Me too.
We did a little of that yesterday.
I was so full of turkey last night. I wasn't as full as you were. You were in pain.
And pie.
Yeah, sweet potato pie.
Me, oh my, I love pie.
And pumpkin pie. And what else? We had to cheesecake, too. Of course, this is after a huge meal. And you don't know how you're going to
eat. I didn't have cheesecake.
That's true. I only had one bite.
I only ate two pies.
Well, not the whole pie.
But, well,
close.
Felt like it.
Okay, so hopefully you also had a good holiday, and we, of course, do wish everyone who celebrates any kind of holiday season, whether it be Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you celebrate.
Kwanzaa,
what'd I say?
I'm not sure.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Kwanzaa.
Anyway, whatever holiday it is you celebrate, peace and joy to you, right, at this time of year. Okay, we said we were going to talk about relationships. So, why don't we do that?
Relationships.
Yeah. November 28th, 29th.
Yeah.
We went from the fourth day to the fourth night.
Or which was a tune shift. We ended the seventh wave cycle of this time period we're going through right now called the Galactic Underworld.
Mm-hmm.
And so November 28th ended the seventh cycle. And 29th of November began the 8th
right,
cycle,
so we have
or
six
eighth
cycles
underworld.
To go, right? We have six cycles to go because it's going to make up 13. Seven
well,
and six.
Well, it depends
is...
if you count 8. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Right, so we're in the
started,
8th. So including this one, six to go, each at 360 days apiece.
Right, six tunes.
Right, now.
Six tune cycles.
I just want to side note this to you. NCCTV just launched last week, and even though there won't be anything up this week between now and the 1st, at least not that we can guarantee in any way, that is the place that you can see this visually. Okay, so we're going to be talking about this visually, but you're going to be hearing this 13-20 ratio is in the calendar everywhere. Comes up all over the place.
Yeah, that's what it consists of.
It's based on.
It goes, it's through and through.
Basically, the Maya discovered the divine order of the universe was the 13-20 ratio. So this is basically the theory of everything.
Yeah, so if they had a Nobel Prize back then, they would have gotten it.
They would have the no and the bell all together.
Yeah.
So I tried one of your jokes. Didn't work. Works better when you say it. Corny jokes just work for you. They don't work for me. Anyway.
I'm laughing.
Point being, that's because it's your corny humor. The Zolkine is one of the calendar rounds.
It wasn't the joke I was laughing about.
I know, you're laughing at me. No, not with me.
No, just my twisted sense of humor.
Okay, so back to business. The Zolkine is made up of two parts, the glyphs, which are 20, and the tones, of which there are 13. Now, that creates one calendar round. The other calendar round that we are focusing on in both the podcasts, Mayan Calendar Cast and MCCTV, mm-hmm. is the Zolkine and the Tone. Because these two...
Right, as we're going 13-20 through the Zolkine round, the 260-day Zolkine round, at the same time, the 260-day Zolkine round is winding through the tune.
Right. That's
the 360-day tune.
Exactly.
So, real quick, we're going to come up with a number for you here on what day... Can we do that?
Sure.
...of the tune. Okay, I already got it. November 29 is day one of the 360-day tune.
Right.
But what day was that in the Zolkine?
In the Zolkine? Oh, yeah, we can figure that
Check
out.
Check that real quick.
Well, it would have been... We'd have to do the...
November 28. 11-28.
Right, so 11-28.
Which was 11.
And 5.
Oops. 11 a how, right?
It was 11 a how.
And November 29 would be the day one of the eighth heaven, or the fourth night, as it's called.
Which is 12 Imish. So look
12
up
Imish.
12 Imish, and that'll tell us what day in the Zolkine count.
12 Imish was... day 121.
Okay, so day 121.
No, I'm sorry.
That can't be right.
I can't. It's not right. It's 181.
So day 181 of the 260-day Zolkine mm-hmm. came on the same day as the first day of the 360-day Tune.
The beginning of the new wave cycle, the eighth heaven, or which we call the eighth heaven, the fourth night.
Right.
Because in the cycle of creation, there are 7 days
and
six nights, which parallels, of course, many
other pretty much every, I think.
Belief systems or
everywhere.
Cultural, what are they called? The allegories,
the
stories
myths.
Of creation
sure.
in many other cultures. Hither and yon.
I think every one that
planet.
I can think of, certainly Nordic, Jewish, or Israeli, or
Hebrew
actually it would be Hebrew, Christian, of course. Then you have even this same concept in
Buddhism.
In Islam, in China.
Hinduism.
The concept is
and
there.
And Native American.
That's right.
North American, Native, Indigenous cultures
so
like the Hopi. And
mm-hmm. then if there's one you know of that we haven't mentioned or
Cherokee,
haven't thought of,
yeah,
send it along to us.
There may be some we haven't...
The point is,
you haven't thought of yet.
Globally, that was a major, major concept of 7 days.
And 6 nights.
Of creation.
And it's reflected in, of course, art of many cultures.
That's right.
About the world. And in the Maya lands, it's reflected in, and in Egypt... Seven level
pyramids
structures
there.
That they built.
That's right.
Yeah, the
and the ziggurat also in the Middle East, Babylonia, Sumerian times. So the point is, this is a heavyweight, and these were cultures that had no communication between them. It was something that ancient peoples were in touch with. And
it happened like all at the same time around the world. People were coming up with this understanding.
Yeah. Connecting
it had to do
to
with
it.
Consciousness at
yes.
that point in time, affecting how people see things.
Right. So that really, you just touched on something that's worth taking a second and highlighting, and that is what the whole point of this spiral time process is about, is that consciousness is moving in a stepwise process mm-hmm. toward its ultimate evolution, creation, yeah. toward the ultimate evolution of everything.
Yeah, sort of a completion of processes,
right?
If you will.
So that's the point of it. So as consciousness rises, what happens? Let's like put this really in an applicable, explainable way. What happens when consciousness rises to people, for example?
Things come out of the oven.
That's right. Things get fully cooked,
so to speak. Things pop.
So it means we begin to, overall, we all begin to wake up to things.
Become
aware
of
right
things. They just suddenly, it was like, it didn't make sense before. You didn't even think about it. Or, you know, and then suddenly, bing, bong. It's like,
lights
wow,
go
this
on.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right, so let's go back to the last underworld. We're in the eighth underworld now. And by the way, again, subscribe to MCCTV. This is going to be crystal clear when you see these next.
Yeah, and go to Podcast Alley and vote.
Stop.
That was our friend Sven. Shut up, Sven.
The thing is, you'll be able to see it visually, and that's going to help make it make sense.
Sven is from Iceland or Greenland or someplace.
No, I thought he was from Norway.
No, he's not from Norway.
Well, I can tell you that. Well, I forget it. Okay, so
he
anyway.
He just crawled back in his Sven den, so hopefully we won't hear any more outbursts.
Maybe we will, maybe we won't. We don't know. Okay, point is, though, that we have this, we've been talking 1320, we've been showing it to you in the calendar round of the Zolk'in, and showing it to you, attempting to explain it in audio, how it creates the 7 days.
I think we're doing fine. I think you're doing fine, too. I think you should give yourself some credit.
Well, okay, then I will. Here you go.
Go ahead, pat yourself on the back. There, I'll pat you on the back.
No, don't you dare.
I'll pat you anyway.
All right, go ahead. So these 13 days, 7 days of 7 days and six nights, creating 13, that those number of cycles occur at every underworld, at every level.
All nine of them.
That's right. And we're in the eighth one.
Right.
So let's back up to the
From
seventh
the bottom
one.
Up.
The seventh.
We've come up.
The seventh. Underworld started 1755. In that underworld, which had 13 cycles, which were, by the way, 20 times longer than a cycle is now.
Yeah, the cycles were 20 times shorter than they were, just January 99, we ended the
seventh underworld.
Seventh underworld, the planetary.
The planetary. And stepped up to this new eighth level, and things went boom.
The galactic. And then because we went up a level, consciousness...
compresses.
Increased 20 times.
Yeah.
The rate
and
that it
boy,
was previously.
You feel it.
So where we were going through each of the 13 heavens roughly 20 years per, now we're going through the 13 heavens 360 days per.
Wow.
So that means the same number of events that would take that would occur in 20 years.
Or the same amount of transformation is compressed into this
which,
much 20 times faster cycle of time.
Yeah, they're now occurring in 360 day
days.
Cycles. The same number of events that occurred in over 20-year period in the previous cycle are now occurring every 360 days on this eighth underworld level, or the
right.
galactic underworld level.
So let's talk about what consciousness was doing in the planetary underworld, the one we just came out of. That whole cycle, which was 394 years long.
Yeah.
13 cycles, each being 19.7 years, so roughly 20 years. Power was
It was the consciousness.
Yeah.
Of that.
It was the product, so to speak.
Yeah, it's what it produced.
Right. And so what happened to the consciousness of people on the planet during that seventh underworld was becoming aware of power.
Yeah. And that's when power overcame law.
Right.
During this period, 1755 A.D. to January 1999.
Mm-hmm. And what happened? What kind of we saw
we
the first
power
steam
overcome
engines.
The law?
Yes, we did. But yes, we did. Most definitely, power Look became actually above the law. But let's make it really simple. The Industrial Revolution. We saw the first steam engines, the first powered boats, the first powered airplanes, the first powered vehicles. Up until that time, if you wanted to go across the country, you went walking on a donkey or horse. Period. But after this...
Or in a wagon.
Well, that's still pulled by a horse.
Right.
Still horsepower.
Horsepower.
But a new horsepower was born in the planetary underworld because power was the product, was creation's intention for that time. And we all, worldwide...
Yeah, that kind of power, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's power on every level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was power on every level. Nations, yeah. The power of nations rose during this
Electricity
time.
Electricity came into being.
Yes, that's right. Telephones.
Steam power.
Yeah, the
electric
internet.
Power, yeah. Later on, we had the internet in 92.
Yeah, I think
internet.
It's there. Yeah.
Cell phones.
Yeah, all these different kinds of power. So on all these levels, and then look at what happened with governments during this time. So our consciousness as people... on the planet, as creation is evolving toward the culmination of consciousness, there is within each underworld, there's a product. There's something that's going to happen, or there's something that's going to occur as a result of that intention. And during the seventh underworld, it was power, and we all of our lives have been touched by that. Our awareness...
Yeah, because there's no one... alive today that lived previous, at least not to my knowledge.
True.
They may step forward when they hear this podcast and correct us.
That's
but
right. If you're more than
as we understand it, there's no one listening that was born previous to 1755.
Right.
If so, hey, send us an email. We'd like to be, you know, invited to your next birthday party.
If you're older than 394 years, we want to know. Love to talk to you.
Well, it was 99, was 394, so now it's like 399.
That's true.
400 years.
That's right. Okay, so...
Happy birthday, 401-year-olders.
So let's like skip forward real quick to now and talk about some of the things we've been yakking about the past week or so. Jag is a pretty staunch NPR listener during
staunch?
The day. Is staunch a good word? No.
It's a staunchy word.
It is. So how would you describe it? You listen pretty much every day.
I'm a fan.
Okay, so...
I'm an NPR fan.
You get a lot of stories and information through that, and mm-hmm. You came home, I think it was on the 29th.
12 I'm Ish.
That's right.
November 29th.
And you told me about, was it Cunningham?
Randy Duke Cunningham.
That's right. And that story, if that is not the epitome of
ethics... It's a U.S. congressman, yeah, for out of San Diego County,
yeah.
California. The news broke that he had been indicted for some terrible things.
Some weaselly dealings.
Weasel dealings, yeah.
For being unethical. He got caught.
Yeah, he got caught taking bribes. You know, in fact, I'm not sure if he got caught taking them. He was, like, soliciting them.
Yes.
In exchange for deals, government contracts, and, yeah,
and
so
the
that
story
came out.
Broke he on had, the very was, day of the tune shift. The story broke.
It sure did. It was all over. I mean, there was some previous tidbits going on through the media about investigation that was taking place and that he was... being looked at, and mm-hmm. then I believe that November 29th was the day that the indictment actually came out.
Yeah.
And he wasted no time publicly admitting that he was guilty.
Yeah. I mean, pretty incredible.
Yeah.
That on the very day of the tune shift, where, now here's the point. If you imagine, and I wrote about this in the article, so if you want more details, hit the article in the blog called Hanukkah in China. But if you were to imagine a seven-step pyramid, right, as you get to the top, you've taken the seventh step, would put you on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is going up harder or easier than going down?
It's harder.
Definitely.
You're climbing.
You're climbing. It's slower. It's tougher. Things are going to not be
it's
as...
It's more laborious.
There you go. So we just reached the seventh. We just came through that seventh cycle into the eighth, which means we're now on the other side of this.
We took a step down off. We hit the peak, and now we're on our way down.
And it's going to get easier
November 29.
To see stuff.
Yeah, so it took some effort to make the climb to the...
On this whole ethics of overcoming power.
Step. And so now that we're taking... We've peaked the top, and we're on our way down, all that effort, energy it took to get to the top begins to, now it's on its way down, and so it starts to get a little momentum behind it.
That's right.
And things start to happen a little bit more, you know, it's been like a cumulative sort of, and now things are starting to pick up and pack up and
kick in. So the simple phrase for it would be that the sheet's going to get pulled off, lots of dirty dealings. Things are going to be exposed.
The wool's going to get pulled off the sheep's eyes.
There you go. Ow.
So they can see.
Could that hurt?
What's going on.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's really good.
And we're seeing. There were two San Diego City Council members that have been...
One
of them's in jail. They've both been kicked out of office and replaced. Inzunza and I forgot the other guy's name. Zazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazaz of them kind of got slapped real hard, but I think he's not going to jail.
Yeah.
And the other one is. And then we have Tom DeLay.
Tom DeLay, I was going to bring that up.
The big Republican whip.
Yeah.
The big boy in Congress. What do they call him? The
he's the Republican whip.
He's the
whip.
Republican Party whip. He's yeah. the big dog.
Yeah.
And he's still fighting legal battles, and he thought he was going to be, you know, they thought things were going to settle and he was going to come back in, and all of a sudden there are these new charges and indictments.
That's right.
And
boom, boom, boom.
Oh, better find someone to.
And also, what about the Patriot
take
Act?
This place.
The Bush administration says we will accept
that
nothing
less. That just happened
less.
This past Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. The there were several things the Bush administration was taking a very hard stand on, and one of which was the Patriot Act. They would sign, nothing would pass the White House.
Except for complete, they wanted complete cooperation.
Exactly. Nothing less than what they wanted, which was passing the Patriot Act and giving it a permanent life, no expiration.
Mm-hmm.
And
he'd veto everything else.
Yeah, he would absolutely veto anything else that came across the desk of the White House Oval Office. And anyway, what ended up happening was, and they were saying, no, 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 we will not do this. And then suddenly Friday it comes out, Congress said, they were talking about 6-month extension, and then it turned out it came through like in the last hours between Thursday and Friday
mm-hmm.
that it was a 30-day extension, and then Bush signed it.
Yeah, which was a shocker.
Which I went, wow.
Big shocker.
So they only get a 30-day extension to try and work the bugs out, and if they don't, then it expires.
Yeah.
At the end of, which would be the end of January.
Yeah.
06. The other thing was both, you know, President Bush has been traveling, doing a lot of speeches on what's going on in Iraq with
yeah.
the troops, and saying there will be no artificial timelines for
mm-hmm.
troop withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
He would say there will not be, there will not be, there will not be. Him and Donald Rumsfeld both, and then suddenly on Friday,
there comes
this
one.
Past week, yeah, Rumsfeld is in Iraq saying we're going to start withdrawing troops from Iraq.
Yeah. Yeah, another very big surprise.
Yeah.
So we probably can expect quite a few surprises over this next 360-day tone.
That was a shock.
Yeah.
They're talking about ground troops, infantry, that kind of thing. There will be people, senior people, I guess, staying to train.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to start bringing people home.
Right. Right.
Bringing the boys and girls home out of the trenches over there.
So what we're watching, everyone, is creation's intention is that ethics is the product of this underworld.
Of the galactic underworld.
And that ethics will overcome
power.
Yes, indeed.
Isn't that beautiful?
You're listening
that
to
is so beautiful. I love that.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's amazing.
It's happening. We can see it happening.
Yes.
As we become aware, well, you know, what? Look at what's going on with New Orleans after, you know, the fallout from Hurricane Katrina and
yes.
what's coming out with who's doing what with the levee building and the Department of you know, FEMA and the corruption and lost money just disappearing. And
yeah.
The head of the Red Cross resigned. The woman,
right, that was just before that happened.
She just stepped down. And
so we're going to be talking about all of these news stories. We're going to be talking about what's coming. We are going to be talking to Carl Johan Kalman over these next many weeks.
Which fun.
I'm telling you.
So
we're looking so forward to that.
Much funness.
And if you haven't read Fourth Night, what we can expect and how to prepare for the coming fifth day, by Carl Johan Kalman, you simply must hit the website at...
Yeah, check out that article. It is an eye-opener. www.airstreamradio.com.
So our time is up for this podcast.
Oh, come on. We're just getting going.
Oh, I know.
Oh. Don't turn it off,
well,
Andy Mack.
We're just going to end this one so that people can actually download it. That's all.
Doesn't this just get your juices going? I love this.
I do, too.
Right.
With a passion.
Love this stuff.
I'm Andy Mack.
Oh, I'm Jag Daddy. I don't want to go. Don't let her take me away from you. Don't let her.
For Mayan calendar cats.
Please stop her.
We'll see you next time.
Oh, Andy Mack.
In La Catch. You have to say goodbye, Jag Daddy.
Goodbye, Jag Daddy. We love you. In La Catch. We love you.